Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type is what you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up or pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. Norwood, then you shut it down. You got some Dax blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride worldwide, we shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Repped Up Danny. You know?
All right. You know what it is, man. We're here on the Bully Block with myself,
Dayton Bodine and Kev Green will be joining us shortly, man. This is Danny the Buff of My Bully. You're now tuned into the Bully Block Radio. We're here every Monday night. And, you know, we're going to be talking some topics just after a few announcements. So first, man, what's going on, Dayton? You here?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. Another week flew by like nothing.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I've been super, super busy down here, man. I've missed out on a radio show there, man. And, you know, I hate doing that, man. I've just had some things I had to take care of and shit, man. But, you know, it's good to be back on here for sure.
Definitely, man. What you got going on over there?
Oh, man, we've got tons of, man. It seems like it's been forever since I've been on here, man. We've had, you know, quite a few things jumping off. I got, you know, we had some Ric Flair do a Cash Pot Daughter, Killanoise Molly and shit. We got some puppies off of the ground, on the ground off of that. You know, they're about 3 weeks old. We only ended up with three pups, but we got three real nice pups off of that. You know, we probably have maybe one available. I'm not 100% sure. We still got some Castro puppies, some Grand Champion Castro puppies, bred to Killanoise Harley. You know, Jack and Nate did a little collaboration over there. We still got a couple females available off of that, a couple high picks. If anybody's interested in some, you know, good, some nice show stoppers, you know, make sure you get at us. And, you know, we just had another white folks litter drop on the ground two days ago. I think what was it, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday we had four pups. One got stuck. It was like a reenactment of the Ric Flair litter. But had four pups. One got stuck, had to do a C-section. Ended up with three pups. And, so we've been pretty busy over here. We got one of my partners actually going down and picking up this dog named Ghost. He's a fawn boy. I don't know if you know who he is, Danny, but real nice boy. We're about to breed him to one of our bitches, Caution. She a real nice dog, and you know, so we got quite a few things going on down here, man. Anybody, you know, interested in some real quality American bullies, man, some real nice dogs, you know, make sure y'all get in tune with somebody, you know, one of us over here at Killanoise, you know, search Killanoise on Facebook. Could be, you know, we could several members of us, and they'll all put you in tune to what's going on, man. So, but
right,
you know, outside of that, man, you know, just dealing with some everyday things, man. I'm over here. I was actually in the middle of putting a water heater in over here in my house, but, you know, had to hop on the radio show with you guys tonight, man, and, you know, knock this out. But yeah, man, for sure.
Okay. You heard it right here. Make sure you check out KillanoiseKennels.com or Killanoise.com. They got some nice pups available, some nice breedings going down. And I think I do know which ghost you're talking about. I think George owns him. He's like a light
try. Well, I think he's like a fawn boy. He's like all fawn. I don't know. He might have a little bit of some black in and out of there. I'm not 100% sure. My buddy seen him at the Peoria show. Fell in love with him, man. So, you know, he's going ahead, going to knock that one out, man. And you know, Killanoise Freddie G's got his nice litter. You know, hopefully everything worked out with that one too, man. I don't want to leave that out. You know, we got a lot of real nice things going on down here, man. I'm trying not to leave anybody out, but Freddie's got a real nice one coming up as well. So, you know, killer puppies coming. You know, not no killers, but we got some real nice pups come in here on the way, drop right now. Make sure you guys get at us, man.
For sure. A few announcements before I open the line and start moving on to the topics. I Bully will be attending the Pensacola show at Pensacola, Florida, May 16th. Make sure, if you're from Florida, come check us out. If you're from the South, want to be there, so hit me up for details about that show if you're interested. Also, coming up, Valparaiso, Indiana, I Bully Midwest Bully Fest, May 30th. Make sure you check it out. Get with me for your booths or Kev Green. We have some sponsorship opportunities available for those listening. First of all, man, I want to give a big shout out to everybody tuning in weekly, listening to us, man. We do appreciate every single one of you. Shout out to Memo Loke from the IBKC. Big shout out to Joe Castro all the way down Las Vegas. Jim Robinson, the Royalty Bully, Kendall Camp Lopez over there. Josh, Mike, everybody, big shout out to them. Also, the Bully Boys out there in Florida, RJ and them. And let's see, we got 318, we got 616, 214, 615. The list goes on and on. We appreciate every single one of you. We got people listening from Louisiana, all over the country, man. We just appreciate you. Big shout out to High Class Bullies, man. Make sure you mark your calendars August 1st, Kansas City Bully Expo. If you want more information, go to KansasCityBullyExpo.com. It's going to be an event thrown by High Class Bullies and iBully. We're gonna start taking some calls, man. But Dayton, tonight's topic, bro, is going to be about the stereotypes that we see floating around on Facebook, just so you have you a little bit more prepared for that. Like these words that float around, you see fire or train wreck or what else we see? Reindeer, all these words that people come up with, you know? That's what I'm going to get into a little bit later on. But I'm going to open the line up. We got a 217 caller. I believe this could be back, but let's take this 217-572. All right. All right, that call dropped. Dayton, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. 217 getting shy out there. They're going to try to call in, man. Y'all better speak up. Don't get scared. Get on here and talk.
Yeah. Looks like the call dropped and shit. They're probably getting me to press 1. All right, moving on, man. We got Drew Woodson, Family of Bullies. What's going on, Drew?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
Man, we good. How you doing?
Another day in the neighborhood. You know how it go.
Yes, sir. So what's new, man? How you been?
Cool, man. Starting a new week off, man, a new way. We laid our summer partner, good friend, Andy the Ref last week, man. It was a beautiful ceremony. Give a big shout out to the Bullies community, man. We raised about $6,000 for his kids' college fund. We sold one dog already. We have two dogs left to go. If anybody is interested, so quality dog. That's a Castle pup left. He has a Shredder pup left as well. But just, man, looking forward, man. Looking forward towards the future. Looking good, man.
Okay, things are starting to get a little bit better, man. How are the kids doing?
The kids are doing good, man. All the junior handlers, we went up to the pavilion and all visited the kids, mom and his brother, and typical stuff. They're back to the normal program, going to school this week and stuff like that, but. On the up and up, man, the Bullies community has come together, man. It's beautiful. Just to go with the topic tonight from the cliches, a lot of times we're so busy being separated. I wish it wasn't this wasn't the reason why we come together, man. But it's good to see people from all over, man. Far from California, far north as Buffalo, far south as, Georgia, coming together for one cause with no blurred lines. So it's just real good to see.
Right. So tell us a little bit about what's going on as far as the event's concerned. Is that the event still going to be going on, or any updates on that?
Yes. I was going to get a call to you. Due to the circumstances, man, we're going to cut our show down to just two shows. We're going to keep all five breeds. We're going to do two shows. The Julian Handler Seminar this year will be from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Our show will start at 12 o'clock with two rings. We look to get out of here probably about 5 o'clock, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully we get Satan down there for the real cook-off. We get one of our judges in there to be the real cook-off judge. We got the Bully Chamber fun show. We got the Dunk Tank. Dunkin' Donate this year. The Dunkin' Donate will go to help Stephen Junior Hamlet's Nationals. We got the pie contest. We got Computer Fun. We got Sidewalk Talk, Moonwalk. We got clowns out there. We got some face paints going on, man. We got a lot of stuff that's going to be all geared towards the kids. And so it's time to get down in the ring, man. And everybody's fair game in the ring. I want to see Frenchie, Joey Bulls, Bull Terriers. And of course, you know what I'm saying, Jason Special, you know, Channel 10 Special, man, the American Boogie, man. We're going to do a real big inside the ring.
Yeah, man, we're definitely gonna try to make it down to that show, man, for sure, bro. It's a lot. When exactly is it again, bro? My bad.
That's June 13th, man. June 13th, second weekend in June. That's Saturday, man.
Alright, yeah, for sure. We're gonna definitely try to make it out, man. These shows they're getting thick out here in the Midwest, boy. But we're gonna definitely try to make it out there for sure, man. I want to try to make it to Danny's show on the 30th. I want to try to make it to your show. I'm gonna be at the IBKC show, 23rd at Home Run Heaven in Wisconsin. I'm gonna be looking forward to that one, man. So it looks like it's gonna be jumping out here, man. I'm looking forward to trying to make it to all these events.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice, man. We got Rachel Overtree, who'll be our second time out to the Midwest this year. It'll be our first time to Indiana at all. She's gonna be doing the Junior Hammer seminar, and then we got special guests, man. The lounge is gonna be in the building, man. You know how the lounge do it. You know how they don't have the couches and the backdrops and the recliners, man. They're gonna get it in out here. Show them how we
do it. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Lounge does it big for sure, man. Jack, I know Jack came out there last year, man. He had a good old time, man. He was, he came back and told everybody how much of a good time he had, man. He wants us to try to make it out there with him again this year, man. I know he's going to be doing his best to make it out there too as well, man. So we're definitely going to try to shoot out there and get some dogs in the ring, man, for sure.
Yeah, man. Just to let everybody know, man, it is an outside event. The Catch 22 is, man, we're going to have lifters. And the pavilion has fans, so it stayed real cool last year. It was about 72 degrees out, man. We had a nice little breeze with the fans, so it stays really cool. We do have an air-conditioned building that we can use if the new dogs are getting warm. We crossed our T's and dotted our I's on this show, man. And, of course, for everybody that needs to, you know, we got the dunk tank. If you really get, worked up,
we can throw you in the dunk tank. That's what's up. Yeah, Jack did that last year, man. I seen a little video of him getting in there, man. That's crazy, man. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing somebody get dunked. I wouldn't mind throwing a couple balls myself.
Well, we got that. And just in case you don't want to get dunked in the water, man, we're going to have a pie in the face, man. We're going to give you an opportunity to pie your favorite Junior Hammer, man. You get to go to town, man, and see what Junior Hamlin you can get, man. They really working hard to get the Nationals. Von Cruz won Nationals last year, his first time out, and then Andy Hershberger, his daughter, won Nationals from ages 8 to 13. So we definitely want to get those kids back out to Nationals in California this year, I believe. And so we're doing a lot of stuff for them to, work hard, man. We're not just giving them stuff. They got to work for it.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And don't forget, man, the Bully Chamber will be out there. The Bully Chamber will be out there for the fun show. Thanks for the fun show, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the topic of the night, Drew, is all these stereotypical words that pop up in the bully community, let's say on social media or even in person, The number one is fire. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, no matter even if they like the dog or not, they say fire. You know, and then we have the word train wreck, and we have the word reindeer. First off, what is your opinion on these words being, you know, thrown around like that?
Man, personally, as a teacher and a student of this breed, man, those words really I believe they do an injustice to our breed. Because what happens is, instead of, you know, using some descriptive words like good angulation or straight cycles or, you know, overhaul or straight or you know, good back, you know, nice top line. We're describing dogs with words that could be positive and negative, but it doesn't really point out to the owner or the handler. It doesn't help them really look at the dog in detail. I could say a dog is fire, and I like big head. You know, Dayton, I know you can remember when, you know, we packed our dogs forward, and all you needed was a big head and big chest. And,
right.
So, you know, back then, you use the word fire from back then, or you get one of the old school cats, that's all they're looking at. You know, you get somebody else who, like, you know, their preference is a little bit different. So it encompasses the words, one word phrases, I think, are just too wide. They encompass too much. I'm doing that.
Right. Now, see, there are definitions of these words. There's a lot of people who are just coming in. And I get asked this a lot. Like, a lot of people PM me and, you know, even text me and ask me what this word means and why do they say train wreck or why is it a reindeer? To be honest with you, sometimes I don't even know what to tell them. You know, in my personal opinion, you know, like a train wreck, if I would have to define it, you know, a train wreck is a dog bred on purpose not to be functional. For example, like a train wreck is a dog that cannot stand on his four legs and just bred to sit and be a show dog and a booth dog or a table dog. You know what I'm saying? That's my definition of a train wreck. And with all due respect to anybody listening in, I like functional dogs. That's just me. But I'm not, you know, one man's junk is another man's treasure. So if I, you know, if one person likes his dog, you know, so if somebody likes a certain style, I'm not going to disrespect them, but and call their dog a train wreck. But, you know, if when I hear that word, that's what comes to my head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if a dog is functional, whether it be a pocket, whether it be, you know, I like one of the words that I just despise to call it exotic. You know, back in the day, exotic just meant big. But now, you know, we have, you know, some people call it a mixed breed now, which all of our dogs are mixed breed. I don't know what they get that for that, but, you know, the exotic look, the bigger look, the you know. But, yeah, reindeer, man, you know, that's hard. That's a tough one. You know, the dog's just, it's beyond the XL standard, probably just call it Winky. Yeah, that word train wreck, man, I like what you said, Danny. You know, if it's not functional, it's a train wreck, man. Because I've seen dogs that are short that can outrun, you know, a standard dog. I've seen dogs that are, you know, that are right in the middle.
Right.
You gotta have a happy medium. You gotta have that killing noise standard.
Yeah, man, those words, I mean, it, you know, I don't think them, you know, it is, you know, it depends what kind of dog you like, you know what I mean? And that's basically, you know, where them words come from. You know, it seems like a lot of exotic breeders, you know, think, you know, when somebody says your dog's a train wreck, it's just meaning that it's a exotic, which, you know, if your dog's a train wreck, it means you need to
change the game up a little bit, no matter what you like. You know what I mean? Like, if that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? But, you know, the reindeer one, I thought that one was funny, but that was just another word for, you know, the people that own train wrecks to bash the people that we're dealing with, you know, dealing
right,
with you know, nice show quality dogs. You know what I mean?
Right, you know, and all these words were developed in order to bash each other, man, and there's nothing constructive about it because there's people coming in looking at it from the outside. You know, we've been around for a few years, especially, you know, yourself, Dayton, and, you know, we know what's going on, but from people looking into the breach, doing their homework or just lurking around Facebook or the boards, you know, on Facebook, trying to get into the breach, they see people commenting, fire, fire, badass, badass, and, whole bunch of emoticons and shit on the comments, thinking that those are the dogs to get into. Those are okay, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to bash anybody, but you know, we gotta remember that we're setting examples for those people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, yeah, so sure. I agree with you, man. I mean, it's. The stuff, you know, that's what most people need to realize, man. Not everything you see on Facebook or the internet is absolutely true. And what everybody, I mean, I seen something the other day where, you know how they had those pictures with the, I don't know, somebody made a bunch of examples of like a correct dog and, you know, the incorrect dogs. You know what I mean? I know everybody in the bully world has seen these pictures, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Anyways, I seen somebody on a, I'm not going to say what board it is, but it was one of the boards out there, more of a exotic board, and they had posted that dog up and said, well, which one of these dogs do you prefer? And it was the picture of all the dogs with the faults. And it was just like, people were actually picking these numbers and shit, you know what I mean? And, like, picking which one they wanted and, you know what I mean? And in reality, none of them should have been picking any numbers, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, you know, that's not, even if you're into an exotic dog, it shouldn't be, you know, like, well, I want the one with the fucked up feet. Let me get that one. You know, like, if you got an exotic, you know, if you're dealing with exotics, you know what I mean? You should like that style of a dog, but don't want it because its fucking legs are about to fucking break in half. You know what I mean? And shit like that, you know, like, it, to me, a perfect example of an exotic dog would be that Skittles. And you see her, she don't, you know, she got nice, straight, tight feet. You know what I mean? And, You know, that's how people should be wanting these dogs. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be, you know, saying, okay, well, yeah, give me the one with the most fucked up legs and I'll take that puppy. You know what I mean? Like, shit's great. And people, you know, people should really know what they'd be looking for. You know what I mean? And, like, even off of exotic litter, you know, the last pick off of exotic litter might very well be the best dog you'll get. You know what I mean? So, you know, you just, you know, I don't know. That's my little two cents on it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I agree with everything you just said, but that part where you said about last pick could be the best one, I agree with that 100%, man. You know, right now, it's like everybody's following a certain hype, and the more I look into these dogs, and it's just like the more sad I get because they can't function, man. And then even it's not bad enough that they can't walk, but once it gets hot enough out there, you know, they could very easily suffer from a heat stroke and die. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And I'm a dog person, man. I'm a dog man. I, you know, I feel bad for them. You know, I don't just let them. You know, a lot of these people pay high amounts of money for them and just let them sit there and in their cages or crates and don't even take them out only when it's time to snap pictures or take them to the show. And I think that's cool.
Yeah,
man.
There's definitely nothing wrong with having a dog that short, you know what I mean? If you're trying to go that short, I don't knock nobody for going short, you know what I mean? But
yeah, me neither.
It's just trying to get those fronts, you know what I mean? People people with these exotic dogs, you know what I mean? They do, some of them do have some nice looking dogs, you know, they just need to try, in my opinion, need to try to, you know, try to clean them up a little bit. It's really not that hard, you know, take a step backwards a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and not, you know, it sounds like, you know, well, what would I do that for, you know what I mean? But you'd be surprised on the results you'd get, you know what I mean? You'd be having a nice exotic dog that could be out here actually showing and winning shows, you know what I mean? And I've seen a couple of them, you know, there are out there, you know what I mean? And those are the ones that it seems like they need to push for to be, you know, more of the face of an exotic, not necessarily one of these guys with a, you know, with a front
exactly.
end that looks like a W, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, it's crazy, man, but... You know, teach their own, you know. I don't want that to seem like, oh, he's just hating, you know, because that's not the situation, you know what I mean? Like, everybody with one of these crazy exotic dogs that are all bully and crazy in the front, you know what I mean? Like, for somebody to hate, you know, I keep my opinions to myself. If I don't like a dog, I'll tell myself, I don't like that dog. I'm not going to blast it all over Facebook. I'm not going to comment on their dog post and say, hey, you
right.
know, your dog fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it
right.
is, you know, each teach their own, you know, if that's what you're going for, but, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of them guys instantly think if people are saying that about their dog that they're just hating on them, and, you know, a lot of times it's not hate, it's the real deal. Your dog's fucked up, and you need to do something to get it right, you know what I mean? You're going to breed it.
Right.
Don't breed it to a dog that looks just like the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, you use a dog that's going to clean it up a little bit. You know what I mean? And, you know, as I said,
right.
you know, to me, you know, a lot of these exotic dogs, you know, that's like, I would say, you know, to me, I would say like that dog Skittles could definitely be the fate. It would be a good representation of an exotic dog, you know. That would be if I was in charge of all this exotic shit going on, that would be the dog that I'd be, you know, making the face of it, and, you know, the dogs that, you know, you should be breeding to produce a dog that looks like this, not necessarily a dog that, you know, looks like it hurts when it takes a step, you know.
Right. I agree with you there, man. Yeah, definitely those... People need to step up and just, you know, start pushing their dogs harder, the owners of these dogs. You know, speaking of these exotics, that one, the stack off that I did in at the IBK show here in Indiana, I think, what's her name, Itty Bitty, that Khan picked up. That one, I believe it or not, very functional, very clean, but short dog. And he posted a few videos of Rob running around and doing stuff. It's actually amazing, you know, compared to what I'm used to seeing.
And, right. Oh, yeah, they're definitely out there.
Where, yeah, definitely, man. But we're going to open up the lines, man. 619-639-4636. Even if you have something off-topic to talk about, give us a call. Press 1. If you're already tuned in, listening, press 1. Let us know you want to be on the air. But other than that, man, moving on to another thing. I posted about this earlier, man. I was just, like, taking my dog to a vet. And, you know, on my way out, there's somebody walking in. And they're asking me, oh, is that a bully? I said, yeah. And I seen his dog, and it looked like a bulldog. You know what I'm saying? And he said it's American Bully. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, there's some dogs that are clearly, you can see they're like upfront F1s. You know what I'm saying? But the owners like swear up and down that they have an American Bully. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely something that's been brewing the breed for a long time, man, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But we do have a call, man. Let me take this call real quick before I move on with that story. 314-602 on Bully Block.
What's going on, Danny? Jason Scola, T Rex Bully Sticks Up. How you doing, Dayton?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Just another day.
What's going on,
Dave? Not a lot. Just listening in. Got a lot going on here. You cut out, Danny. I didn't hear you, buddy.
How's everything going out at the T-Rex camp, man?
It's going very well. Very, very well, to be honest. 5 years in the making. I just did a breeding to Greg Grunder's son, and it's about 5 years ago when I started following the Bowley Market, Rob, and Nolan with Short Bus Camp, and I was wanting to breed this female to Mr. Sausage. Well, it never ended up happening. Things happen, et cetera, et cetera. 5 years later, breeding goes down. I ended up getting a Grunder son, which is off of Sausage that passed, and now Grunder passed. So very excited, and it's going to be an awesome breeding, I think. It's going to click real hard, you know. Kind of on topic of what you guys are talking about is similar to the breeding I'm doing, and a lot of people that breed these dogs make it so much more difficult than what it is to breed to get a correct dog and to produce a champion. You know, like a lot of people want shorter dogs, pockets, or they want standard, etc. I like a pocket, but I also like girth, but I want correctness and I want drive. So, you know, I make it as simple as that to where, okay, this dog, say a dog needs a better front, you take it to a dog with a better front. What I did, I took a cleaner, standard dog. I've already seen what she can produce. She outproduces herself. So I took her to a shorter male, a little bit, I guess you could say, on the extreme side, all edge with a G2 Outcross 8x caliber. But, you know, my whole goal is to get the girth and the muscle tone that he has, so her front on it, you know. So the last breeding, I did something very similar to Pee Wee's son. It clicked hard, so I'm thinking this is going to click real hard. So we'll see on that end of it. We got stacks up going. We're trying to break out different products, from doing custom kennels to the stacking stands. Got a lot of products coming out, a lot of promotion. It's just a lot of things in the making. Don't want to give out too many tips on that, but a lot to come. You know, it's in the works on that end. But other than that, looking at maybe throwing a few more dogs in the yard and moving to a new camp. So things are looking real bright, man. Real bright.
That's what's up, man. So what shows are you have lined up that you're attending?
I'm going to hit Indiana. I've been sitting back working dogs hard. I got a boy off the Grand Champion Rogue. And, well, as the reindeer topic, you know, a lot of people don't understand if you don't know the blood. Some blood, it takes longer for it to mature, you know, things like that. So I guess you could say my dog's a reindeer going off of Facebook was a reindeer. So I'm just kind of putting them in the back and going to break them out and show you what happens when you can see the structure of a dog and see what the ability of and letting it grow into itself. You know, a lot of people, you'll see them sell these dogs in 6 months because, you know, they don't have enough bone or girth. Well, you know, it's all in the blood. So if you don't know the blood and don't understand it, you're going to miss out. So I sat back for a few weeks, just throw some pounds and muscle on this boy. He'll be 8 months, so we're going to go in 8 months and try to get it done by 9. So we'll see. So we got Indiana, then we'll hit Kansas, and we'll probably not stop from there. I had to take a week off on selling an investment property, so that slowed me down, but hasn't slowed me down just from the shows. So we're ready to get back out there nonstop. So we'll start back up in Indiana.
That's what's up, man. For those of you listening in, that's Jason Scola. He does the stacking boxes that I posted earlier on my Facebook. Make sure you go check them out. They're on sale right now with an iBully special discount. free shipping, $89.99. They're perfect for, you know, puppies or even older dogs to learn how to stack. They're very adjustable and very useful, if you're, especially if you're into showing your dogs, or even if you're not showing it, into showing your dogs. They're also good for training them to stack. Either way, tell us a little bit more about those boxes.
The stands, I've had a lot of questions. You know, they ask if they're adjustable. Everything's adjustable. They're very durable. I was very happy to see. I think I was in Atlanta, and I sold a friend of mine from the Bully Fam a stand, and I said, man, I threw his dog up on it. He had the stand for a month. That show didn't place anything. Ended up getting a major and 3 first place wins in St. Paul. So I think that stand been helping out a little bit, but no, it really does. You know, when you can put a dog on a stand, take a picture, and then stack them without that stand and have the same view, it shows you your results. You know, so I've used them. They help a lot. I'll sit there for 30 minutes with bait. What it's doing is teaching the dog to self-stack to where it can stay put. If you're in the ring, you have bad lighting. You can't see the muscle tone in the dog if they're not flexing, you know. So it's a major advantage in showing, and also just the training, you know. If you want your dog to wait and not move, put them up off the ground 6 inches and don't let them down. You have to set them down. You know, there's tricks to it, but it's a major benefit. Anybody that's showing a dog, I think they should have their dog set on bricks, whatever. You want a nice stand, hit me up. But something, it's almost a necessity. You know, what it costs for these dogs, if you're going to show them for $89.99, you can't beat it, to be honest. You know, everything's right. Durable. I haven't had one complaint. So it's a nice product. And then on top of that, I'm wanting to do some custom kennels, from beds to end tables to interior homes, things like that. I've been contracting since I was 17, 35 now. So I'm trying to bring my talent to the bully game and kind of benefit everybody else and step away from so much the contracting end, you know, and try to help everybody out as much as I can and things like that, and get into some custom things also, opposed to just the showing and breeding, you know, just trying to do everything I can. I mean, it's all about the breed. I love it and enjoy it, so I'm hoping I can make it all possible. Right now it's looking real bright, so it's looking like it's going to come through, so just keep grinding and hope for the best, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely, we wish you luck with that breeding you just did, man. Hopefully, she takes. Tell us a little
definitely.
Bit more about the about these stands, man. How long does it usually take for a puppy to learn on its own, like that? You know, that's what it needs to do.
Man, my dogs, they run to stands. They want that bait. I start them out at 5 weeks old. And I would say any dog, I've never had a dog I haven't been able to put on there and get a 100% side shot within 5 minutes. I stacked a German Shepherd puppy. He was a little bit of a pain, but all it is getting trust in the dog, you know. So there is a little bit more. It's not something magic you just buy. You have to have a little bit of training, but the main thing is, real simple. Get some bait, stand in front of the dog, adjust it to where that back's leveled out and to where you got that self-stack, you know. And that's another thing. A lot of these people coming into the game don't realize you need to teach your dog to self-stack. When you're in the ring, it's showtime. It's not training time, you know. So it's all the training needs to be done before the show and things like that. So it's, you know, you look at these grand champions, they're out there taking picks. You know, that dog's self-stacking itself, so there's only one way to do it, you know. Well, there's quite a few ways to do it, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, it highly benefits, man. It really does. And on the cost and discount going on right now, you cannot beat it. You can't beat it at all.
Okay.
I highly recommend everybody. Go ahead. I
didn't tell everybody how they can get a hold of you to order.
They can go to Stacks Up. We are in the middle. We just started this company right now. To be honest, what we are trying to do is get, I think in 3 weeks, we're at about 500 people. I'm shooting for a lot. I have to go around the whole United States. I want the followers, and I want everybody behind me on this. But if they need to come in contact with me, they can hit me directly at 314-809-1438. Email me at stacksup2015@gmail.com. Follow on Facebook. Go to StacksUp, STACKZUP, StacksUp page. Like that. And Jason Scola, inbox me and let me know you want to order, and I'll get it sent to you.
All right, you heard it right here on the Bully Block, man. Jason Scola of T-Rex Bullies, Stacks Up, standing, stacking stands right here on the Bully Block, man. Well, Jason, man, any shout-outs or anything you want to give before we move forward?
If you do not have the iBully app, go download the app. It's been a pleasure. You fellas have a good night.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right, Danny. Take care.
Dude, thanks for calling in. All right. That was Jason from T-Rex Bullies, man. Appreciate his support here on the Bully Block. But back to that topic, man. Yeah, so I come out the vet's office, and this dude tells me his dog is a bully. And, clearly you could tell, you could see the straight-up bulldog traits, everything. Just like, it looked like a bulldog with clipped ears, you know? And, so a lot of people, I don't know if he bred that dog or he just purchased it, but I didn't ask him, but he was swearing up and down that's an American bully. So, that's like, you know, I didn't take a picture of it, but I could compare it to, like, a lot of the Brahma bullies that I've been seeing. Are you familiar with the Brahma bulls, Dayton?
Yep. Yeah, they look there's a lot of people walking around with them dogs. they might not claim it, but they sure are, man. It's crazy, man. I've seen people, you know, doing those Brahma bulls on the low and trying to pass them off for American bullies for a long time, man. It's crazy. People that I never would have believed were doing it. So
yeah, crazy, it is very crazy, man. You know, I don't know if anybody listening in knows or familiar with the bulldog negative health issues, man. I mean, if you're going to do it, at least do it right. Health test your breeding stock, because, you know, English bulldogs have a lot of bad health issues. And then your offspring will inherit those issues, man. And that's why you see a lot of these dogs just dying on you, man. And we don't want that, man. And, you know, these dogs should be able to walk, run, breathe, and, you know, function overall, man. So, I mean, but that's me. I promote functional dogs. I like them short, functional. I'm into standards and pockets right now, man. That's my thing. I know there's a lot of people into XLs. There's people who are into shorty bulls, and then comes exotics. Personally, my definition, just like Dayton stated earlier, you know, my ideal exotic would be Skittles or that itty-bitty dog, functional. You know what I'm saying? I seen those two dogs, and some bullseye blood too, man, if not most of it. I seen the Micron Peanuts dog, man. That dog runs. He brought him out at the Chicago video shoot, and, you know, he's playing fetch with him. With him and his daughter, and it's like, wow, you know, you wouldn't expect a dog that short to be able to function like a regular American bully, but it was surprising, man.
Yeah, there is some of them out there, man, that are nice functional dogs, you know what I mean? I've seen that, you know, just over the, you know, past couple shows that I've judged and past couple shows that I've been to, man. I mean, you know, they're out there. They're, you know, far in between, but they're out there, you know what I mean? So, you know, anybody that's interested in them dogs, man, you can find what you're looking for and be a correct dog, you know, as correct as it's going to be being in, you know, that being in that class, you know what I mean? Like you were saying, right. You know, to me, I'm into all, you know, all classes of American Bullies, you know what I mean? As long as it's a nice proportional dog, you know what I mean? I like it, you know what I mean? I've liked, you know, I like XLs all the way down to pockets, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
well, don't get me wrong. I like all the, I know what you mean, but as far as I'm concerned, I like all varieties of the American Bully, but personally, what I breed for is either standard or pocket. You know,
right.
So I do appreciate every dog. You know, I'm a dog lover, so not that I don't like them, but that's exactly what I want. You know, just stating what I want in my program and whatnot. You know,
for sure.
All right, for those of you sitting in, if you have anything to weigh in on this topic or you want to start a new topic or you have anything else to promote, shout out your friends or kennel partners, anybody, call in 619-639-4636. Just press 1, let us know you want to be on the air. Those of you listening on the internet, just call that number. Or for those of you already who called in, if you want to get on the air, press 1. Don't be shy. A lot of people listening in right now, we do appreciate you. Big shout out to Joe Castro, Jim Robinson, High Class Bullies, Killing Moy, Freddie G's listening in. We got people from Louisiana listening in. We do have another call. I'm going to take 559-307. You're on the Bully Block.
Danny, what's up, my brother?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is the undercover Papa Pit.
Papa Pit right here on the Bully Block. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to touch base on the topic tonight. You know, I really admire the topic you guys are bringing up, and I think it goes back to exactly what you said. Some of these terms that we brought in were basically to attack each other, and that's a sad thing because, you know, our beginnings already come from being discriminated against, but yet we discriminate within ourselves, and that's kind of a shame, you know. I think that we need to really reflect on what we do and how we do it toward each other because we started as outsiders and we shouldn't treat each other else as outsiders. You know, like the term reindeer, you know, it's a term that to me lacks an understanding of what breeding is for. You know, I started with gang dogs and I've had every dog under the sun and I'm like some of the guys that were on earlier that I love every dog. I mean, I can admire a dog for what it's bred for, and I think they're missing that point. You know, when you see a game dog or a UKC or an AKC show dog, you know, it just shows that your ignorance of lack of understanding why a dog is bred for what it's bred for. You know, I can admire a true, honest, to God ADBA game dog, and then people look at him, and they probably wouldn't even know if they walked in and went in to show that he was the origin of our breed. You know, and the thing is that those dogs were bred for a purpose. And if you understand the functionality of the animal, you would have a great admiration and respect for that dog. And the same thing applies even for the American Bully. You know, he was bred to be an impressive companion dog. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, so these are just things that I think that we need to all step back and really reflect on ourselves and think, you know, why are we saying this and saying it. So it's one of those things that I think it's a lack of understanding and knowledge, and it makes you kind of look kind of ignorant and saying. But you know,
right.
in the same token, I think we're all guilty of using the terms and saying, even the term train wreck and saying it's a derogatory connotation of a dog with multiple faults. You know, saying and it's one of those things that it's an easy word to use to describe the dog that really has some serious issues. And then I can go on with many terms. The term exotic, you know, exotic, I mean, this isn't a bird or a reptile, and they use the terms for a sales ploy. You know, it's a salesman tactic. Same thing with coloration of dogs. you see a lot of new colors being invented off the top of their head, and it's all a ploy to sell an animal. And it's a way to get somebody to go out and buy that dog or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? I respect the guys that call it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? The term F1 is a true, it's a true word. I mean, it's not a made up thing, you know, and it's something that's, that a lot of people use, you know, some, and a lot of people get upset about it. Even terms like direct, you know, he's directly off of this dog or that dog. You know, the reason that term came about, that's an old school term. Like I said, well, I hate that word. Well, just the fact of the matter is that that term was made because a lot of people were saying, well, my dog is, you know, six times Bubaloo, you know, and then, well, really, he's six times, where's Bubaloo at? Well, you know, he's a direct spin-off of Bubaloo. Okay, so that, that was the description saying that, you know, he came directly off the dog. It wasn't that he was, you know, you heard it many times. How many times have you heard, oh, my dog's, you know, 10 times Roger Dodger, and all of a sudden you say, well, where's Roger Dodger? Well, he's back 15 generations. But then, you know, then after three generations, the blood is basically washed out. That's the other thing people don't understand. You know, when you start talking about all these dogs that have been gone for years and years and years, that blood is honestly has been washed out unless you are a true connoisseur of the blood and you know how to breed and retain that that genal phenotype. You know, you how many times have you seen dogs that were bred off this dog and they look nothing like it? You know what I'm saying? So terms are something that is a whole different ball game when it comes to these animals. So that's my two cents, and I like the topic, so I had to chime in and give you guys my view on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we definitely appreciate that. And I had, you know, now that you're here, I have a question for you now. A lot of people are quick to blame the registries for not policing these dogs from even attending at shows, not let alone in the show ring. Let's not talk about the show ring, because I've seen you personally eject dogs that did not fit the breed type. Now, you know, we cannot, as a, let's say a registry can, and not even a show host can, not allow these type of dogs in the van. Everybody's welcome to come inside.
It's easy to lay blame on somebody. That's the easy way, you know. But the thing is, it's hard to look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm at fault. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, you know, we're all guilty of doing some type of thing. You know, I'm one of those guys that, believe it or not, I'm sorry, there was somebody on there, and I can't remember his name, he was on the show, and he talked about he loved all the different styles. Well, you know, guess what? I'm one of those guys, man. I love an XL. I love a, you know, I love a classic. I've had them all, man. I mean, I started out with Duke Crenshaw, which is old school game dog, and some of my Crenshaw dogs could pass for, you know, pocket bullies, and these were game dogs. I mean, this thing about pockets and bullies is nothing new. You see, it just goes back eons, man. You see, so my Crenshaw dog, I mean, I had a little black and white male. You know, his name was called Nubber. He was a little tiny nub of a dog, but he was bully as hell. You know, he was slightly undershot and phenomenal little guy. I mean, you know, he was just a little tiny guy, you know what I mean? But he was bully, and he was an ADBA game dog. But, you know, to blame the registry or something, you know, I got news for you guys. The registry isn't in your backyard when you're breeding, you know what I'm saying? And we're not there to tell you, no, once you have to be on the grist. You know, so to blame a registry or a judge or a show ring, it's just totally ridiculous in all actuality and honesty. You know, nobody tells you what to do, and the minute they do, you're gonna get the rebuttal. Well, you don't buy my dog food, you don't pay my rent. So, well, yeah, exactly. So don't be blaming the registries and things. We all have to take ownership of our own doings. You know, so to say that it's the registry's fault is ironic. You know, as judges, we do police the breed, you know, to a point, but you have to also remember we can only judge the dogs that are brought before us in the show ring. So, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory manner, but if we got a bunch of dogs that are in the ring that are of sub quality, so don't expect the judge to get in there and save the world by his selection, because he's only judging what was brought before him. So if anybody's to blame, it's the breeders. You know, if you really wanted to point blame at anybody, it's us, the breeders. And I say us because I'm a breeder myself. So, you know, so the right thing is, you know, we can't blame a judge and we can't blame a registry. It's us, the breeders. You know, we're the ones that are doing this in our yards. Nobody else is forcing you to do this. Nobody else is signing with you. This is of your own free will. And what happens is a lot of lazy breeders, and what I mean by lazy breeders, it's just the convenience. Well, this dog is here, this dog is there, and it's a convenient. Instead of really taking the time and researching, you know, I got a girl here that's been bred once, and she's going to be 4 years old, and because I'm so anal about trying to pick the right dog, you know, saying, and by most standards of other breeders, that dog probably would have been bred six times already, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so the thing to blame somebody, you know, is kind of ridiculous and ironic. Like I said, the only ones to blame is us, again, us, the breeders, you know. The other thing is that, and I'm not condoning this, but I'm saying, though, if these guys were to really go to an AKC show and see an English bulldog, I mean, really go out to a show and witness an English bulldog. I'm talking about show-quality English bulldogs. You would be amazed. But the fact of the matter is that they have better fronts, tighter feet than 80% of the American bullies. And if you're going to go out and you're going to go do an F1, why don't you get the best quality? You know what I'm saying? So what that tells me is you're using mediocre dogs to begin with. You know, as an old friend told me many, many years ago, you can't make chicken salad with chicken shit. So, you know, so if you're starting with junk, you're going to get junk, you know what I'm saying? And the other thing is you know, the other thing I like to say is that, you know, 10 times a piece of crap, bred to 10 times a piece of crap, it's still going to be a piece of crap, you know? So so the thing is, and I'm not trying to be, I don't want to sound like I'm coming off rude or anything, because I have love and admiration for all dogs and all breeders, because it's an expensive hobby if you do it right, and we love our animals. So I don't want nobody to take what I'm saying in a bad light or as an insult, by no means, you know, because I like to think that, you know, sometimes when people don't realize when they're saying things, it's like somebody telling you, hey, your kid's ugly. You know, that's how much we love our animals. So, you know, you have to be cautious of what you say. And I said, I respect the other person. He said, you know, I might not like a dog, but I'm going to keep it to myself. And I respect that, you know, for the fact of the matter that, you know, Mama told you years ago, you know, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. You see? But in the same token, if you ask for an opinion, by all means, don't get hurt. You are asking for an opinion. You know, so don't get hurt at somebody and get mad at them if they, you know, if you come to me, for example, hey, Ron, you know, what's your opinion of the dog? Well, I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you in a respectful manner. I'm going to explain to you why, and I'm going to tell you maybe you need to go in this direction. You know, and not all faults can be fixed by a breeding, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think, well, you know, I'm going to breed it out of them. Well, I got news for you. Some of that stuff, you can't breed out in one breeding. I got bad news. It's going to take 10 years, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, so the thing is, don't start out with a wreck. If you're going to do something, buy something that's, you know, if you're going to spend that kind of money, get something that's really worth it, and really, you know, that you're going to do something good with. You know, so don't start with a Cadillac needing a whole rear assembly, a whole fender, or it needs to be totally redone the bodywork. You know, you might as well get one that you're going to pay that kind of cash. You might as well get something that's really beautiful to begin with, you know what I'm saying? So, it's not to knock anybody. Like I said, we got to stop that for the fact of the matter, because we're a diverse community, and we were outsiders to begin with. So I respect all registries. I respect all breeds. And these guys got their own likings, their own wants, you know, but just keep in the mind, back of your mind, that some of the dogs you're trying to produce and stuff are really, you know, animals that are going to suffer, you know. And I'm not no tree hugger, trust me. I'm not a tree hugger, you know, where you all save the animals and, you know, all this other bullshit. No, I'm a breeder, you know, so I'm one of those people that I don't mind an exotic. I mean, I got a little guy right now that I produce named Cute Picnic. I wish you guys could see this guy in person, because, man, he'll blow you away. He's all of 13 and a half inches, beautiful head, cat feet, straight front. I mean, the dog is an amazing little animal. You know, if you've seen him, he looked like a big dog trapped inside of a tiny dog. You know, but he's got every bone. The thing is, like I said, it's the real challenge is anybody can do a breeding. You know, the real challenge is producing dogs without the flaws. That's the true challenge. Anybody can make a dog with flaws. That's a piece of cake. And I think that's why we have this excuse to sell these dogs. Well, you know, we'll call it this or we'll call it that, and that's the excuse that, well, that's the look we want. No, it's nothing. You know, it's just an excuse to get by with mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So, so the thing is, the real challenge, if you think you're a badass breeder, make me one correct. You know, then you got my attention. Then you think, wow, that dude's a badass breeder. You know what I mean? But just to breed and say, well, that's acceptable. That's what I want. That's not being real, man. Because the real challenge is making a correct one. That's the hard part. I mean, trust me. I've been breeding since 1983, to give you an idea. So, you know, the thing is, we're all after the golden child. So to say that we're breeding, you know, these dogs for that's what our goal is, I think is kind of absurd. You know what I'm saying? That's the real challenge. So, again, like I said, that's my two cents. I don't want them to think I'm against them. I'm all for all the breeders. I mean, I'm friends with every guy. Every registry, there's people in that I am friends with that I really admire what they do. And some of them got it down to science, man. They got it going. Okay? But if you're going to do things, you know, always try to shoot for the best. It's your name going on the damn dog. I mean, you know, when I put my name on the animal, I want to make sure it's something that I'm proud of, man. You see?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with everything you just said, man. For real.
Yeah, you know, and I love what I do. I mean, I've been so blessed. I can never thank the masses out there for the places I've been, the things I've seen, you know, and it's all due to the fact of the bullet community. So I don't have a angry bone or a finger point at anybody, you know what I mean? Because if anything, it's the people. I mean, you know, the people in the registries, the higher-ups, they do what they got to do. But my honest gratitude is to all the people that are out there, you know, the little guys, you know, because they're the ones that made this all possible. You know, so I'm super grateful, man. I mean, you know, and the other people that are out there, they're judges and stuff, you know, the opportunity to travel and stuff. I mean, that's where their loyalty and gratitude should go. It's to all those little people that attend these shows and stuff, and to all the people that badmouth shows and point fingers. You know, it's shame on you because without them, you wouldn't get the notoriety or the support you get for your breed. So, you know, I think all those people need to attend the show and help support these guys that are hosting shows, because without the shows, nobody would ever know what a bully was or be mainstream for that matter if it wasn't for them drawing attention and letting the world know what we have. So go out there and support a show. Don't talk shit about it and point fingers at hosts and say how bad it was. You know, anybody can do that. Show up, make it better, you know. Support somebody, you know. Give some of that great money you're making off these dogs and give your $20 to a show host and enjoy the show.
Definitely, man. I couldn't agree more with that. You know, there's a lot of people who just follow social media and don't even attend shows and yet still able to talk shit. And
They're the first ones to complain about a show, and then you think, well, this person at the show? No, they don't show dogs. That's being real, man.
It's true, man. You see everything on social media, but, you know, sometimes you scroll the news feed, or say when you're bored, and you see disgusting stuff, and then you see these crazy topics, and then people, man, what do you not see on social media, you know? But the topics that interest me are, you know, I go on there for unrelated things, and I like to read topics or conversations, you know, see nice pictures of dogs. But then you have that one person who has to put in his two cents, and then when you think about it and trying to remember if you see him at a show or not, no, you don't, you know?
And there's certain people that I guarantee, man, as soon as you see who it is making the comment, you know it's going to be negative. It's going to be derogatory. You want to tell these guys, man, you know, are you that miserable in life that every time you see something about a show, you got to make a rude comment or something? You know, it's kind of sad, man. I mean, if you're that miserable in life, you know, just stay in your hole, man. You're going to come out. You know? The thing is, you know, and sometimes, like I said, it's the same person, the same usual group of people or something. It's kind of sad. And the other thing is the funny thing that you mentioned social media, because, you know, it's like there was a commercial on TV and it was like, I'm sure you've seen a commercial about something about the French guy. And he said, well, you know, I seen it on social media, so it has to be true. You know, so it's funny because, you know, it seems like a lot of people are like Peter Piper leading the rats out of town, because, you know, they got to follow somebody, you know, and sometimes that guy may be a negative person and he's got his little bandwagon group following him around, and these people believe everything he says, and he doesn't realize the damage he's doing to the community. They do, but in the same token, they like that shine, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when you put up positive stuff, it doesn't get no response, and that's kind of a shame. Everybody says, you know, where's the OGs? How come they're not here helping? So, well, you know, well, the minute they post something, they get zero response. They don't get any, you know, great topic or this or elaborate on it. But the minute some guy talks some kind of a negative thing with kind of bad connotation stuff, man, they didn't get a million hits. It's just so you know, the thing is, who's to blame? It's our own community. You know, they don't want to support the good stuff. They want to highlight that stuff that draws all the drama.
Right. I did my own personal research on this exact thing. I made educational post. I want to say about 2 to 3 paragraphs, right? Barely any hits. Then I waited about half an hour later, and I made a controversial post with 2 or 3 sentences. Boom, hit after hit after hit after hit. You know what I'm saying?
So people are in gossip
and drama, you know? Yeah. Yeah. That's why, you know, the best thing when it comes to this breed is, you know, support your local show host. Go out, get out to the shows.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I found out about the negative posts, you know, I've had negative posts posted about me. You know, a lot of times when you're where you're at, people want to bring you down. They want to hurt you in one way or another. So, you know, if you stay off the post and don't heat it, don't give it any fuel to the fire, they fade away. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, you know, it's a shame. Like I said, there's people that want to give. There's some great sites on there that are great forums on Facebook that are educational, and I got to give these people respect and props to. They continue to put up great posts, yet they get very little following. And those people, I have a great deal of respect for them. They do it out of the admiration and love to try to teach somebody something, you know. And they don't get the following they do, but they still continue to do it. So those kind of people, you know, my hat's off to them, man, because that's a lot of respect. Because, you know, to stay true to what you believe in and continue to do it without no support sometimes, it's a difficult thing to do. But that shows some real fortitude and a real good person. And so, but, again, thank you guys for letting me speak for a minute. And I'm going to get off of here, like I said. But I was hearing the topic, and I thought it was something that I'd like to just put my 2 cents in. Like I says, my thing is, do your research, guys. Educate yourselves. Understand what the terms mean. You're saying, understand why a dog is bred. Just don't call it a wreck or a reindeer or whatever you want to call it. You know? Understand why that dog. What was the function? Why was that dog look like that? And then when you understand that, you'll understand, man, that's a magnificent animal. You know, because if you see a true ADBA dog, you know, yeah, he's a skinny little dog, but I tell you right now, man, he'll freaking make lunch to that little bully quicker than hell. He said, the thing is, you know, because he was bred for a certain function, you know, and the same thing with every breed. Every breed is bred for a function, and not necessarily a working function, but it could be for a companion or something. So there was a purpose intended for most of the breeds. I'm not going to say every breed, but most of the breeds, you know, so... do your research and don't say things that are going to make you sound like, you know, an idiot or somebody that's just following the crowd. You know, saying show some integrity and education on your own part. You know, saying so. Again, that's just my 2 cents. And again, thank you for the forum, you guys, for making these kind of shows possible.
We appreciate you listening again, as always, man. And thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, shout out to all my bully community. Love all you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. From exiles to exotics, I love them all, man. I think it's a beautiful animal, and I think if we keep going the right direction, we're going to continue to grow and try to cut back on some of the breedings, because I think there's a flood in the market today, and I think we need to really step back and make quality and not quantity, and it also push the price up to where it belongs. So good luck to everybody, and thank you, man.
All right, thanks for giving us your opinion, and we appreciate you.
All right, brother. Peace.
Good night. You heard it right here on the Bully Block, man. That was Ron Ramos, Pop Up Pit, ABKC Senior Judge, longtime breeder. He knows his stuff and what he's talking about, so we always appreciate somebody with his resume calling in and shedding some light on us, man. What'd you think about that, Dayton?
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree with everything he said, man. He was right on point with everything, you know, just because somebody, you know, like he was saying, you know, just because, you know, people doesn't, you know, a lot, you know, like judges don't just hate on your dogs, you know, that's not why you're losing. There was probably a good reason why you lost. And, you know, just I agree with everything he said, man. I also agree with the thing, like, if, you know, if people can't appreciate a, you know, a classic American Bully, if they can't appreciate a Pit Bull Terrier, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like Ron said, you know, those are, you know, that's where our breed came from, whether you like it or not, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you, you know, you should definitely have respect for those breeds, because that's, without those breeds, we wouldn't be where we are today, you know? And, you know, I, especially in my case, you know, I've done my best in the bully world to stay away from any, you know, any questionable dogs and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I agreed with everything he said, man. Everything he said was right on point, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I couldn't agree more, yeah. And, you know, just like him, man, I mean, I have love for all breed types, even the exotic. I appreciate all breed types, variations of, and spinoffs of, and it all stems from the Pit Bull Terrier and the Amstaff, you know, the bully breeds. But so what I dislike is like severely crossbreeding, and there's some people, you know, that speculate that bulldog is mixed into the original American Bully, whatever. I'm not gonna get into that right now, but you know, even if it is, it doesn't mean that you have to go bring it right back up front. You know what I'm saying? Just to get thicken things up a little bit, you know. But that's just my two cents, man. I like them. I like them bully, and you know, Ron is right. I mean, these English bulldogs, some of them, you know, are very clean up front. You know, and so if you are gonna do those F1s, man, I just suggest health testing and picking the top of line ones, not just taking any old English bulldog you find off Craigslist and bringing it to your American bully that you paid $400 or $500 for. That's not going to create the next best thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I do believe the Brahmas are still accepting F1s because there's a new registry coming out for them. But and I do believe the ABKC recognizes them. I'm not sure. But I think they're looking into them from what I heard. I'm not sure. I would have to look into that. But even if it is so, the Brahma Bully Association, if I believe they're still taking F1s. If you're going to do an F1, man, just take health test, get the best of the best, and go from there. And that's all I can say about that, man. But we do have a little time left, man. 619-639-4636. If you want to weigh in on this topic, or even if you have something off topic, press 1. Let us know you want to be on the air. I'd like to make another announcement in Valparaiso, Indiana. For those of you just tuning in, May 30th, Triple ABKC show hosted by iBully. Again, that's May 30th, Valparaiso, Indiana. Get with me or Kev Green for your booth. This coming weekend, iBully will be in Pensacola, Florida with Patrick Volpe's show. Pensacola Bully Beach Bash 2. Make sure you get with Patrick. There are some booths available. I believe does have a few little things going on, so make sure you contact me after the show. If you don't have iBully, make sure you go download it right now. Check it out. It's free on Android or Apple devices. You can see where our stops will be. You could find other events from other registries. You can find pedigrees. A lot of cool tools on there. Even tells you when your female is going to drop the litter, or when she's going to come into heat next time. So make sure you go check that out. Big shout out to High Class Bullies again and our sponsor for iBully. Make sure you check them out, High Class Bullies. All right, we're going to be moving on, man. So, Dayton, before we get into the next topic, I believe your kennel partner Jack has a few puppies available to, for the Castro meeting. And I think that was just trying to call in. If you could just tell the people who, just briefly, like, how many puppies he has available and how to get a hold of Jack.
What was that, Danny?
Can you tell the listeners what he has available off of Castro?
Yes, he's got. I know he had 7 pups. I think he's got. I think he's got 4 females available. Maybe 5. I'm not 100% sure. I think maybe 4, between 4 and 3 females available. I know there's some high picks available. He's got one of the higher picks available. You know, he's trying to. Trying to sell her to, you know, with some show. I don't know what he's got going on. I know he's got a couple females available left on it. His name's Jack McKinney on Facebook. You can find him on there, or you can call him. I think his number is, hold on 1 second. It's, his number is 217-206-0822. And, he's got, you know, I know he's got quite a few high-pick females available off of that, and they're real nice, man. So, but definitely get in touch with him. Like I said, Jack will be... What's that? Can't hear something, bro.
Can you hear?
Sound like you're in a bad drive-thru or something. But anyways, like I was saying for everybody, you know, Jack McKinney on Facebook, 217-206-0822. Hit him up. He's got some real nice Castro puppies available. So, get at him or, you know, get at me. So.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what's wrong with this phone, man. All right, well, you heard it right here on the Bully Block, man. Anybody has any, we have a few minutes left. Anybody has questions, concerns, comments, topics, feel free to call us. We do have a few minutes left in the show. 619-639-4636. Kevin Green will not be joining us tonight, but he will be back here next week, man. And I'm going to be having some topics. But we will be raising up midweek, man. But if you guys have any topic ideas or anything you want us to talk about, feel free to inbox any of us, myself, Dayton, or Kev. Let us know. We're here for you guys, for the community, man. There's a platform that we've been using for over a year now. Anything educational, anything that you want us to bring up, or anybody you want us to try and get on the show to talk to us, you let us know, we'll make it happen.
For sure.
We got about 5 minutes left, man. Dana, anything else you want to let them know?
Yeah, man. You know, we do have an IBKC show going on in I think Stir Event Wisconsin out there at Home Run Heaven coming May 23rd. Should be a real nice show, you know. Killanoise will definitely be in the building. And, you know, hope to see some of you guys out there. You know, also, you know, like I said before in the show, anybody looking for some, you know, some real nice quality American bullies, you know, get at us at Killanoise, man. Search Killanoise on Facebook. Check out killanoise.com. Give me a call. All of us are real cool, man. You feel free to hit us up with any questions you got, you know, and we'll definitely take care of you, man. And, you know, we're definitely going to try to make it out there to Andrew Wilson's show out there. We're going to try to make it out to your show, man, you know. And just, you know, I want to appreciate, you know, tell everybody thanks for, you know, tuning in and, you know, appreciate everybody listening in and all that, man. And, you know, like to see some of these guys listening, try to get more involved with the show, man. Stop being so shy, fellas. Press that one button. Come on in here and holler at us.
Definitely, man. There's a lot of people listening. Sports. I can see who's listening, who's not listening, even on the internet, man. There's a lot of people listening in. I couldn't say that we appreciate you more. You know, you listen every week. We appreciate you guys. Like I said, here for you guys, man. Anything you want to raise up, any questions, concerns, anything, even about the standards or anything you want us to raise up and talk about on the show, make sure you let me know. Let Dayton know, let Kev know. And that's the whole purpose of of this show, man. You know, but we'd like to have a good time too. But you know, if there's anything we can help you guys with, we're here. That being said, man, I do have some French Bulldogs available for import directly from Hungary. And just to clear things up, my mother-in-law is my kennel partner out there. We co-own the breeding stock. The puppies are half fine. So if anybody has any questions or concerns about that, there's plenty of references I have. A lot of people are hesitant to when they hear import, so I just wanted to throw that out there. My wife is 100% Hungarian. We got married in Budapest. That's where we met. And that's how I became involved with the Hungarian French Bulldogs. And the Hungarian French Bulldogs, they're known for more compact frame, bigger heads, shorter backs, per bone, and just overall good quality show dogs and breeding stock. So if you're interested, make sure you get with me. Go download the iBook app. Check out KillinoisKennels.com. And we'll be right back here next Monday night. If you have any topics or anything, make sure you get with us. And thanks for listening in.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Dude, you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Venomous brand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster freaked out